Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer When Battling Rejection by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Hebrews 13:5-6. I woke up one morning recently crying after having a very vivid, heart-piercing dream. It was almost as if my current heart struggle was being played out right before me. I could honestly see this dream happening in reality. The words that were spoken in the dream to me and my husband cut to the core, and they hurt so badly that my first reaction were tears so strong they stained my cheeks when I awoke. And being a storyteller allows for intense dream tales in my mind while I'm supposed to be resting or sleeping. It's something I've always dealt with since I was a child. I wake up trying to shake the mental visions, telling myself over and over again that it's not real. Eventually, the emotions fade, and I can go on with the rest of my day. In this recent instance, I had trouble getting past the pain, and I just began talking to God about it. It was very obvious and simple. I was still dealing with rejection, and it still hurt. But I was reminded that there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Although Proverbs 18:24 doesn't necessarily say that that friend is Jesus, I know that he will always be there for me, even when everyone else fails me. Scripture tells us that God never leaves us or forsakes us in Deuteronomy 31:6. This truth from the Old Testament about our never-changing God is stated again as a reminder in Hebrews 13. Along with this powerful truth that people will fail us and people may reject us, but we should not fear, for God is on our side. He is our helper. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, "For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?" When we face rejection from others, we must remember that Jesus understands more than anyone what rejection feels like. He's very familiar with it himself. Many people rejected Jesus, and they continue to do so while he was here on earth. Even one of his very own disciples, Judas, rejected him and betrayed him. And just a couple hours later, another one of his closest disciples, Peter, rejected even knowing him. 3 times, to be exact. Aren't you so thankful for Jesus' forgiveness when we turn our backs on Him? He gives us so many opportunities to repent and make things right in our relationship with Him. His mercies toward us are new every single morning. What love! The Lord understands our pain regarding rejection, and His arms are open wide. So let's be quick to draw near to Him. He's always with you, even to the end of the age. Let's pray. Abba, Father, I'm hurting. I don't want to hold on to this pain of rejection. I want to heal from the wounds of those who've hurt me. I choose to forgive. I want you to bless those who hurt me, even if they don't want me in their life anymore. Your Son was rejected, even by you for a moment, when He took the punishment of sin out of love for me. Thank you, Jesus, for being the friend I need who sticks by me no matter what. I love you, Lord. Thank you for always loving me and never leaving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's nothing in this world that He cannot do if we truly allow His love.
We can do nothing without Him. Anything that we do apart from Him is not something that's permanent.
We all need His grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.